going to talk to you a little bit over the next several weeks about marking somebody in your life as precious. Special. That's what hallmarking is. It comes from England. They use it in gold, to stamp gold. If it gets a hallmark, it's 99% pure gold. And so this Hallmark company back in the early part of the 1900s started, and they chose that name for their card company. When you care enough to give your very best, Hallmark, to send your very best. And today we changed it to give your very best. Amen? So let's look at how we can do that for Mama, just briefly. What can I do for Mama? And this will work on your wives. This will work on your daughters. It's good stuff, man. Let's look at it right quick. When you care enough to give your very best. Let's go, Roger. We got to fly this morning. Amen. I've got about 10 to 15 minutes to really make a mad dash here. All right. Where are you at? No. Uh-uh. Go to what you had. Your notes. Okay. Let's find it. Come on. Okay. How can I become a Hallmark card for Mama? Say that with me. How can I become a Hallmark card for Mama? Care enough to give your very best. And let's learn some things right quick. Let's see what we got. Number one, honor her. Say that with me. Honor her. Mama deserves honor. Wives deserve honor. Our daughters deserve honor. What's the Bible say? Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Let's keep looking. Exodus 20:12, honor your father and mother, that their days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God gives thee. This is a way that I can hallmark Mama. By what? Honoring her. Keep going. Obey. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's the right thing to do. Well, what can I get Mama? How about a yes, ma'am? That'd be nice, wouldn't it say? Come on. If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father, the voice of his mother, and that when they've chastened him, will not hearken unto them. This is in the Old Testament. Then shall his father and his mother lay hold of him and bring him out to the elders of the city and to the gate of his place. This is what they did in the Old Testament. And they shall say to the elders of this city, that's our son, stubborn, rebellious. He'll not obey our voice. He's a glutton. He's a drunkard. He's whatever. Fill in the blank. And all the men of the city shall do what to him? Wow. Holy smokes. That he dies. Now what we do when kids disobey and they don't, you know, they just live like hellions, do anything they want, we go, well, I'm sorry, what did I do wrong? Obey is a good thing. Y'all listening say. I know there are abusive parents and things like that. I'm sure glad we don't do this anymore, to be honest with you, okay? All right? But I'm not so crazy where we've gone in the raising of children, you know, and the way we treat our parents. And I understand that not every mother is a good mother. A lot of you carry pain because of abuse and neglect from your mother. My own wife was abused by her mother and neglected. It was horrible. She lives with the scars today. It's horrible. I guess probably early on, I would say my mother probably abused me. I don't know what you call somebody throwing plates at you. What is that? What? Target practice. I'm telling you. Amen. Come on. Mama said, later on, Mama got saved. We asked her about all that stuff she used to do, and she said, well, I never hit you, did I? No, but you scared the crap. Excuse me, out of us. We were scared of that. Excuse me. Man. Sorry. Obey. Come on. Now, these are just little things, aren't they? Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Without natural affection, it's only natural for a mother to love the child and the child to love the mother. That is natural, okay? Met a lady at the doctor's office the other day. She was doing my back exams and all that kind of stuff. And she's telling me she's just had a child 5 months now. And she said, I mean, she's seen everything. Surgeries, blood, guts, the whole nine yards. But she said since she's had her baby, she can't even watch TV, anything bad about happening to a child, hear news. She goes crazy. She's just changed. There's something that's natural for a mother to love a child. And you can talk about it, but until you have it, it's just hard to explain it. And fellas, I don't even think we can enter in sometimes. Even though they're our children, I don't understand that, but there's just something about mama, isn't there? And being a mama. How can I make mama moments? Care enough to give your very best. Those are some things that we need to do. We just saw a few of those. Let's keep going. So how can I do that? How can I make some mama moments? Let's talk specifically about what we can do. And then, like I said, this works for ladies, your daughters. It just works. Number one, would you say this with me? Respect. One more time. Respect her. And let's look at several things. For who she is. Respect mama for who she is. And this is just Clark talk. Watch your mouth. The way you talk to your mom. And I know I'm talking to a largely adult audience this morning. But this is good. Sometimes I think we've forgotten. Are y'all listening? Say. We're to talk with respect. How can I respect mama? Watch your mouth. Now my kids are grown. But they'll tell you, no toleration. You'll never talk to your mother like that in this house. You hear me say, it ain't happening. You're a mean father. Good. Count me in as one of them then. Don't disrespect mama. No way. Uh-uh. I think we can all do this, can't we? Can't we all watch our mouth? Say, come on. Whoso curses his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Now that's a pretty crazy verse. This little light of mine, you ain't going to be having no little light, God says. Amen. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his who? Mama breaks her heart. Watch your mouth. How can I respect mama? Do this, say it with me. Give her praise. Well, I don't want her to get to big, give her to big head. There's one person on the planet you ought to praise, your mama. Amen? Say, praise her. Good. Great. God tells us to. Amen? Her children will rise up and call her what? You ought to tell your mama that if you have a chance. Oh, I'd love to tell mama that right now. Wish I could do it again. Mama, you're blessed. You blessed me. I praise Jesus' name, mama, but I praise your name because you're my mama. I don't think that's unscriptural at all. Praise mama. It's good, man. Give her praise. Give her of the fruit of her hands. Let her own works do what? My mama had nothing. She'd pick up stuff by the road. If it was any good, she'd pick it up. If it was a can that could be recycled, she'd pick it up. Mama won't green. Mama was worried about this kind of green. Okay? Now, she loved the garden, loved the planet. She did. That's before the planet was to be loved. I mean, really, it was way back. You know what I'm saying? But she would pick up those cans because she could take them and make a little something out of it. She had nothing. I'm talking about as how she was my mother after even we became Christians. She had nothing. But then she'd take that or she'd take stuff that people were throwing out. She'd yard sell it. And I know people say, she'd take it to the flea market. Then mama would take what she had. Mama became one of the biggest givers at that little country Baptist church in Rockingham, North Carolina. And she had nothing. But she did have hands and a spirit to do something. And she was able to bless people and give to people. And, that's what the Bible says. You know, when your mother's able to do that kind of stuff, whatever it is, we ought to praise her for what she's doing with her hands. Y'all listening or not? Say. It's good stuff. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that's in thee, and it first dwelt in your grandmother Lois, and it dwelt in your mother Eunice, and I'm persuading you, what's that verse saying? Son, I know you're great, Timothy. You're a great young man. Let me tell you something. It didn't start with you, buddy. It started in your mama, and it was even going on before then in your grandmama. Amen? Remember what you are today. Many of us, especially Gary Clark, flat out in the building today, I know me for sure. Any good thing that I am, I owe to my mother. My character. If you come to Fellowship Church, you know why we give donuts away out there? I don't know, put a little basket to get some money? Because mama wouldn't want me to have no basket out there. That's right. When you come to the office, and you'll come to see me sometime, and I might forget sometimes, but usually I try not to, you're going to walk away with a free gift of some sort. Why? Because I can do that. We can give you something. What's up with that? That's our church. How many think this is a giving church? Can I see your hand? Amen. You know why it's a giving church? I'm going to tell you why. Mama. Mama influenced my life. I didn't come up, oh, you're smart. You come up with good ideas. Are you crazy? I don't hardly have a good idea ever. Somebody else's idea, somebody who has character. That's blessed my life. Nobody's blessed my life like my mother. I'll tell you that right now. Powerful. Amen? That's sort of old-fashioned way of running a church, ain't it? Do it like mama did it. Amen? That'll work. Tell mama I'm not ashamed of you. I would love to see my mother walk in. I'd be so proud of her if I could see her again. She made a lot of her own clothes. Oh, that's pretty right there. I mean, we ought to stand up for mama. Y'all listening, say. Now, you don't have to do any of this stuff I'm telling you. But I'm telling you, if you do this, and it's in the Bible, mama will go, wow, I've been hallmarked. Wow. And mama will begin to think she's something special. Y'all listening, say. Yeah. This is awesome stuff. Right from the Bible. I didn't know this stuff. I used to cuss my mother. And I learned from Jesus. Amen? This is how you love your mother. Thank God. Hallelujah. Mama moment. So respect her. What else we got? What else can we learn real quick this morning? Recognize her for what she does. These are good things. Tell her what? Say it with me. And tell her how many times? A lot. The day will come, and many of you, you're already there. You can't say it anymore. Say it. I encourage you, practice on the women in this church. Practice on the women in this church. This morning I went up to Dory Beamish. I love Dory. Put my arm around her. She's like a mother to me. Her and George can come to my office. I can spill my guts. And know it's not going to leave the room. Man, a man needs somebody like that in his life. That's usually the role of mama, ain't it? Say, talk to mama like that. Praise God. Mama's proud of Dory. She's looking down from heaven, and she's saying, man, he's a handful, so it takes about like 39 of you women. Amen? Practice on other ladies in this church. People that's blessed your life in this church, why don't you go up, put your arm around them, say, you know what? I love you. You have blessed me. Ma'am? How many gets a hug from Edna every Sunday? Who is that that would do that? A mother would do that. You listening? Say, be faithful, show up, hug your neck. Wow. Recognize that. I could take this stuff on the road. Amen? I can talk mama talk. I'll tell you that right now. Because I've had mama. Praise the Lord. I got this mama talk down. I don't even need the notes, but they help. Amen? Tell her thanks. Tell her often. Don't forget her. Don't forget mama. And this is just something we should be passing on. And some of you have kids. You have grandkids. Okay, I understand. Maybe just pass that on somehow. A woman, when she's in travail, hath sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she's delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish. A woman goes through so much pain having the baby. And then, oh my gosh, it's a boy. If I was in that pain, I'm going to be complaining about like 9 months or a year or 16 years. A mama goes through all that pain, oh my God, and then it turns into joy. Wow. I remember growing up, my brother said to my mother one time, and we were hellions, and it was awful living in the house, but I remember my brother, and even though my mother was wild and mean at that point, my brother said, I wish I'd never been born. And even though my mother was hard and just, I'll never forget the look on her face. Even as hard and as mean as she was, it crushed her. There's something about a mother's love, isn't it, say? Go back to point number one, watch your mouth. Amen? Don't forget her. Sometimes we think we just arrived on our own. We what? Didn't. Amen. Come on. I've got to quit. This is a series I wrote years ago, and you can catch it on video and DVD and all that kind of stuff. And so if you want more in-depth, grab it out there. Spend some time with Mama. Amen? And so we have it for you. We got to quit, Raj. I know you hate it, and I hate it. Amen? Did we learn a little something today? Say, some hard talk from the preacher this morning? Amen? One last thing. Well, my mother's passed. So has my mother. So what should we do? Practice on those in our family, those in our church. Women at Fellowship Church should be the most respected, loved, endeared women in Englewood, Florida. Amen? If I heard you just like trashing some lady here at Fellowship Church and I saw you outside and I saw you doing that, I would feel at total liberty to beat the snot out of you. I would. Why not? Say, well, would Jesus do that? I think Jesus very well might. Let's love the women. Y'all listen to me. Say, respect women. Honor them. Ladies, we love you. I could keep going on and on. Amen. Ladies, you know you liked the message, didn't you? Amen. Yes, yes. Look at that. They love being respected and honored, and it's not because of pride. Matter of fact, it's the opposite of that. It's just something inside them. I'm a mom. We ought to honor that. Praise God. Amen. We love you. On the way out today, ladies, we're going to give you a long stem rose. It's been tied on with a little fancy little thing that my wife made for you on it. Okay? The ladies had an event Saturday. Why? Because you're loved. Okay? We love you. I respect you for who you are. I recognize you for what you do. And the last one was, I regard you as precious. Happy Mother's Day. Your name here. Amen. Hallmark and Mama, for the glory of God. Father, thank you for this morning. Bless us, Lord, we pray. Especially moms, ladies. Many of them have struggles they keep inside. Touch them, God, I pray. I pray they will feel loved here. I pray they'll feel respected here in this place, honored here. Make Fellowship Church, Lord, be that kind of place. Holy Spirit, move in our heart, touch our hearts so that we will learn and be those kind of people. In Jesus' name.